On January 27, 1973, the U.S. signed a peace agreement in Paris, along with the governments of North and South Vietnam and the Viet Cong Provisional Military Government, after which American forces made a slow, final withdrawal from South Vietnam, a process President Richard Nixon called peace with honor. But once U.S. troops were sent home, North Vietnamese and Viet Cong forces quickly overwhelmed the official South Vietnamese forces. The end came quickly on April 30, 1975, and the nation watched the end on television as helicopters landed on the embassy roof and transported away the last American staff members and soldiers on duty, leaving behind hundreds of Vietnamese citizens within the embassy walls to meet an uncertain fate.
This is an NBC News hotline report. I'm Mike Moss. Communist forces reportedly have invaded Saigon in heavy street fighting in what appears to be the beginning of the final battle for the South Vietnamese capital. We have a report from NBC's Robert Wiener in Saigon.
Saigon came under attack about a half an hour after President Minh was sworn in at the presidential palace. Immediately after that, all sorts of firing broke out here in Saigon. Small arms fire, machine gun fire, rockets on the street. We've been pinned down here in the NBC office. It's been impossible for us to get down on the street level to see exactly what's happened.
That's NBC's Robert Wiener in Saigon. The communist forces appear to have invaded the South Vietnamese capital.
In the final hours of that chaotic day, peace and honor were both in short supply. As North Vietnamese and Viet Cong forces entered Saigon, hundreds of South Vietnamese citizens who had been promised a safe passage out of that country massed inside the gates of the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. It marked an ignominious end to American involvement in a war that had never been officially declared, yet had cost the lives of over 50,000 American soldiers and hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese soldiers and citizens. But after 20 years, American involvement in Vietnam was finally over.